In February of 1945, a young staff sergeant in the U.S. Army wrote a letter home to his wife, to whom he had been married for 2 years, but with whom he had lived merely 3 months because of his service in World War II. "I long for the day I come home and our life together begins in earnest," he wrote. He signed it, "All my love to my sweet girl." He never made it home. He died in battle 3 weeks later. I'm familiar with his story because he was my great uncle. His wife, my Aunt Helen, never remarried, though she lived 60 more years. Never had children. Her one true love died in service to a great cause, and she never loved that way again. I begin with this story because it's Memorial Day, and I wanted to make sure that I honored the national holiday in the way it was meant to be honored, by recognizing those who died while serving in our country's military. And now I want to tell you a biblical story of Memorial Day. You just heard the scripture from the book of Samuel. It included these words spoken by David, who would become King David. "Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely, how the mighty have fallen in the midst of battle." Clearly appropriate for Memorial Day, isn't it? And now, let me flesh the story out for you just a little bit. Before this happened, the people of Israel wanted a king. Though God was opposed, God told the prophet Samuel to anoint a king. So Samuel anointed Saul. Saul served faithfully at first, but eventually he began to give more weight to his own ambitions and understanding than to the will of God. In response, God withdrew favor from Saul and had Samuel anoint a shepherd boy, David, as king over Israel. Sometime later, David, the shepherd boy, defeated the giant Goliath in battle with only his slingshot. You remember that? The people celebrated that victory of David, but they celebrated it more than they had celebrated all of King Saul's previous victories. Saul seethed with jealousy. He was so jealous, in fact, that he tried to have David killed. David never retaliated, believing that Saul, as God's anointed, even if he had since fallen from God's favor, was to be honored. Finally, the Philistines gathered for a huge battle against the Israelites. In the battle, King Saul and the army of Israel were overrun, and Saul died. His son Jonathan was also killed in the battle. So here we have in today's scripture David's memorial, his eulogy for both Saul, a man who was rage-filled, jealous, and unfit for ruling at the end, and for Jonathan, a man whom David loved deeply. A man for whom David's love, the Bible tells us this, surpassed his love for women. And that leads up to the main emphasis of this morning's sermon, memorials and Memorial Day are complex. And to see them as simple celebrations of every person who has died while serving in our military and only that is, in its way, not enough for those who would call ourselves Christians. Now, let me set the record straight. I will celebrate Memorial Day. I have family members who died in our nation's wars. So do you. Many of them in Vietnam, which we commonly believe now to have been a mistake. It is right to honor those who, drafted or enlisted, died while serving honorably in that war. But is it right to honor the war? No. Right to honor the political decisions that led us into that war? No. And extend that today. Right to honor those who are serving honorably in Afghanistan? Yes. Right to support the war effort just because we're in it? No. It's complicated. In recognizing Memorial Day, we need to recognize that we are sometimes honoring Saul and sometimes David. If you don't believe Memorial Day is complicated, just consider its beginnings. Memorial Day was originally named Decoration Day. In 1869, remember that date, in 1869, the head of an organization of Union veterans, Major General John A. Logan, established Decoration Day as a way for the nation to honor those who had died in the Civil War, to honor them with flowers and other things. This comes from the U.S. Veterans Affairs Department. It goes on to tell us May 30th was chosen as the observation day because flowers are in bloom and they could be placed upon the burial sites. Memorial Day was declared a national holiday in 1971. And the official birthplace of Memorial Day is Waterloo, New York. There are debates over which city was the origin of Memorial Day, although the first large observation was held at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C., for a crowd of about 5,000 in the year 1868. These are the facts of Memorial Day as reported by NBC News. These are the facts. Unless these are the facts. Memorial Day was started by former slaves on May 1st, 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina, to honor 257 dead Union soldiers who had been thrown into a mass grave in a Confederate prison camp. These people in Charleston dug up the bodies and worked for 2 weeks straight to give them a proper burial as gratitude for fighting for their freedom. They then held a parade of 10,000 people, led by 2,800 black children, where they marched, sang, and celebrated. It is not simple. And faith is not simple. Unless you have truly reached through all the adulting, all the life lessons, all the hurts, and found yourself with the faith of a little child. A little child with a loving family, and enough food, and access to education, and health care, a faith that trusts, and a heart that loves purely and simply. unless you have that kind of faith of a little child. A little child. I chose this picture that you've been seeing today because of the cognitive dissonance that it evoked for me. Is the child dressed like a soldier to honor his fallen parent? If so, this picture represents a tragedy, not a celebration. Surely the child isn't dressed this way because some loving parent carefully dressed him in hope of nurturing his dream of someday serving in a war. Surely those of us who are parents look at this and say, God forbid that our children go off to war. Unless our families are proud service families, whose parents pin medals upon their children and their grandchildren, who love, truly love the life afforded them by their time in the service, whose deepest, truest, strongest friendships are still with those they served alongside. Both of those are valid. As we honor Memorial Day, may we be willing to face its complexities. Some service members who have fallen in action, whom we will celebrate over the course of this weekend, were guilty of domestic abuse, evaded rape charges, taunted gays, or neo-Nazis. Does their service in the military trump all of that? And many, I would easily say most, are brave, smart, dedicated, and generous beyond my ability, even with their own lives. And some are gay. And they lived secret lives while in the military in those days prior to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and truthfully afterward. They lived secret lives without the comfort or acknowledgement of their same-sex partners. And they did not die while serving because they received an other than honorable discharge. And many of them are still living with uncorrected records and living without the veterans' benefits they earned and they deserve. And some of them are worshiping with us today. And some never recover from what they experience. And they do not die in battle, and they do not die in the service. But they take their own lives. Over 2 times more often than the general population. And they find themselves homeless. And they wait for VA benefits that come too late. My great uncle, who died in World War II, was a white man. And his widow received his benefits and invested them wisely as she was advised to, including buying a small house in Santa Fe. And when she died, without having remarried and without children of her own, her estate paid for the majority of our children's college educations, as well as those of 4 other great-great nieces and nephews. And an African-American widow whose husband died alongside my great uncle was pushed into a redlined district if she was encouraged to invest in a home at all, and her interest rates were higher, and her neighborhood was artificially depressed, and her city services were inferior. Maybe she didn't live in Santa Fe, but in Austin, Texas, where we still have not come to terms with the truth of our past. and where we can neither forgive and forget or let bygones be bygones, because those conditions persist still, those legacies persist still, even on Memorial Day. National holidays are complex for thinking people. For Memorial Day, my friend Reverend Jim Rigby posted the following thoughts. Please don't tell me you love America and then say your fellow Americans aren't worth the price of a living wage and universal health care. Please don't tell me you love America and then condone the pollution of our purple mountain majesties and fruited plains. Please don't tell me you love America and then promote a false history that minimizes the experience of every American who wasn't white, male. I added the word straight to Jim's words, and Christian. Please don't tell me you love America if you don't want your opponents to get a fair deal in our political process. It is easy to love a flag, Jim wrote. It is far more difficult to love a nation. Let me bring that home. Please don't tell me you love Jesus and then say other human beings aren't worth the price of a living wage and universal health care. Please don't tell me you love Jesus and then condone the pollution of our purple mountain majesties and fruited plains. Please don't tell me you love Jesus and then promote a false history that minimizes the experience of every American who wasn't white, male, straight, and Christian. Please don't tell me you love Jesus if you don't want your opponents to get a fair deal in our political process. My words, it is easy to love a caricature. It is far more difficult to love a teacher who commands that we love one another. It's easy to love a conquering king whose kingdom will have no end, who will be responsible for separating the sheep from the goats. Or maybe not easy to love, but easy to follow. It's natural to want to be on the winning side, the side of power, the side of the one who makes the rules. But what if we find ourselves on the side of an itinerant rabbi whose kingdom is not of this world, who bestows no victory, no power upon his followers other than the power of love? That is not so simple. But that is our invitation and the gift we are given. A few weeks ago, I posted on my personal Facebook page these words from Caleb Isell. I'm not a Christian because I want the reward of heaven. I'm not a Christian because I'm running from hell. I am a Christian because the character of Jesus Christ is so compelling to me that I want to spend my life chasing it, embodying it, and sharing it. May that resonate in your heart this Memorial Day and every day. Amen.